Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Maddie Van Emmerich introduces us to a local hero in the Albury-Wodonga region, Stephen Mooney, who is a key organiser for a local fundraiser, The Big Splash.
Welcome to my podcast, Local Heroes. My name is Maddie Van Emmerich, and this podcast is all about celebrating those who do so much for the community and so often put others before themselves. I want to put notice on the unnoticed. The individual for this episode is no exception. Today we're talking about a homegrown local hero of the Albury-Wodonga region, Steve Mooney. Steve is a well-known, passionate and community-driven local man who was born and bred there. He is known as the CEO and a chartered accountant of BMG Partners accounting firm. Steve has a passion for swimming, and rain, hail or shine, you will see Steve swimming in the Albury pool or the Murray River. Outside of swimming, Steve has a love for all things sport, especially St Kilda Football Club. In recent years, Steve has been a heavy organiser for a well-known local charity event, The Big Splash.
The Big Splash was an event that we designed after the death of Mary Baker. Mary was a member of our water polo club. So it was a series of usually about eight different events for people to come and dress up. They're novelty relay races. So teams were able to register. We had it down at the local swimming pool. We had the swimming club organise the races. We had a professional MC come in and make sure we were well entertained. We had music. We, as I said, everyone came along and dressed up, and it was just an amazing event. We held seven big splashes. They stopped because COVID came in and we weren't allowed to host them anymore, which was unfortunate. But in the end, we had about 1,500 people attend each event and raised about $20,000, you know, each year.
As Steve mentioned, when COVID hit, it put a pause on the Big Splash, and Steve still felt there was something he could do for the community. Steve decided in early 2022 that he would have a crack at an ice mile.
In Australia, it's not easy to find somewhere to swim that's easily accessible, swim an ice mile. So you've got, in order to find a body of water where you're going to be confident of getting water that's below the 5 degrees at the time you're there, and having all the equipment and people involved at the same time in order to become an accredited ice mile, that was a bit of a challenge. So we had to find or ask other people who had done one and assemble a team so that we could be on the mountain at the time when it was going to be cold enough, and also have the accommodation available as well, and get the gear up there and get it back and make sure we had all the health and safety protocols.
Steve headed up to Thredbo, where he completed an ice mile, and there was a lot of preparation and planning that went into his feat, and it was certainly no easy task.
An ice mile, it's an extreme event. So you need to be able to swim 1.6 kilometres in water that's under 5 degrees, wearing nothing other than standard swimming costume, a swimming cap and goggles. It's regulated by the International Ice Swimming Association, who set out the guidelines for ensuring that only properly conducted ice miles are accredited.
Once completed, Steve became the oldest ever Australian to complete this ice mile challenge and raised $20,000 for Australians for Mental Health and Survivors of Suicide and Friends. It is no doubt that Steve Mooney is a remarkable man and is doing everything he can for local charities and to encourage the role mental health plays in the community. With his impact from his family friend Mary, it is no doubt that he will continue to do the same thing he is currently doing to this day. We just don't know what is next for him. Thank you for listening to this episode of Local Heroes. Catch you again next time.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Maddie Van Emmerich. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.